Let's go back to the Truett Insurance and Bonding Hotline and talk with Christine Golab and Kelly. Are y'all there?
Oh, hey.
We are here.
Hey, fantastic. My family loves you guys, by the way, so I'm thrilled that we worked it out and got you on the show this morning. Y'all basically run Food for Our Journey, which this is a great story and a great nonprofit. The mission you have, I think, is great. I'm going to let y'all kind of explain what it is, but how we know each other or how my family knows you, that y'all are associated with the, I guess it's Catholic Services of Birmingham. And my kids go to John Carroll, so that's kind of some of the connection, and then through Our Lady of Sorrows and all that. But tell kind of the background of your organization and what you do, and then we'll kind of go from there.
Hi, this is a dream of Kelly's. Started with a sermon at Prince of Peace about the backpack ministry, and during that sermon there was the realization that our homeless in Birmingham only have the opportunity at that time to get a meal if they went to a soup kitchen. And those soup kitchens are only open for about an hour a day. And if you didn't make it within that hour, then you didn't get anything to eat. And so the dream was built that we would become an opportunity for them. We would be out on the street bringing the food to them, so their opportunity to get a meal would be increased. And so we are on the street 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Wow. Most of the week we serve two meals a day, and on Saturday and Sunday we still do the meals, but we only go out one time and do the whole route at one time.
Yeah, and people donate. Do people donate? I guess money, or do they actually donate food to you, or how does that work?
Both. we do. We are strictly donation. So people will, like the students at John Carroll, like your son, will bring me a case of water every week with a big smile on a Monday morning. and people will bring lunches. We accept, if you have a catering event, a lot of times we'll get leftovers from those. We get donations from the school systems, and all of that is, all of it in its entirety is utilized out in the community. Nothing goes to waste. And that's another part of our mission, is to eliminate food waste.
Yeah. Well, you know, two meals a day, that adds up to a lot of need, I guess, on y'all's part, just source all of that. So where do people drop stuff off? I mean, I know you mentioned at the school, but can they come? Where do they find you to drop things off, I guess?
The majority of the time people will come to the Our Lady of Sorrows Family Life Center. But Kelly and I also have been known to go out and pick up donations wherever they are, if they can't meet us. But it's the contact information's on our website, and then people just contact us and tell us they have a donation. We also have a food drive at Our Lady of Sorrows every Wednesday morning from 8:30 to 10:30. And we just, you know, it's however people want to find their way over to make donations.
Well, is Kelly on the line with us?
She is.
Hey, Kelly.
Good morning.
How are you? Well, you're the founder of this, so kind of tell us really, you know, what got you inspired to do this and how it all started and how long it's been going on.
Yes, sir. I worked with our community in Birmingham that experiences homelessness since probably the early 90s. And so just throughout the years, as Christine said, we would notice that during the stationary pickup time that food would be distributed if someone could not reach there, because this is a transient community. Transportation is something that, you know, is not easily accessible. So if you're on the other side of town and it's raining or it's cold and you can't access those fixed meal distribution sites, it would be difficult to receive your meal. So as we moved forward, we continued to stay involved as a family. We invited the Golabs to come with us, and their family would join us as well. So it just became a mission really close to our heart. And in 2018, we were looking to be more involved and become more involved in the community. and really the Holy Spirit just kind of guided us in this direction, that if we could bring the food to them and eliminate that need for transportation, that would be such a game changer for them. And then in the consistency of serving 7 days a week, during those 7 days, relationships are built. It's a relational ministry. We're breaking bread with our friends that are on the street every day. And during that relationship building, trust is established. They are then able to really name their needs for us rather than us guessing what those needs may be. Outside of just food, we share hygiene and socks and T-shirts. But more importantly, we share stories. And those stories help us guide them to our sister agencies here in town. And those agencies are then able to assist them in filling the needs that they have with, of course, the ultimate need of ending their homelessness and being able to find safe, affordable housing for them. So it started with a dream in 2018, and every door that shut a window would open, and we have been guided along the way with just tremendous community support that has allowed us to continue to grow and serve and move as needed to make sure that we're hopefully doing what needs to be done to assist them.
Yeah, this is fantastic. Folks, you're listening to Truett News Radio. We're on currently the air with Kelly Green and Christine Golab of Food for Our Journey. And I love what you mentioned there, you know, that ultimately this becomes a relational ministry with these folks through which you're able to kind of help focus and funnel them into different needs that each of them have. What I love about it is you basically go out there and meet people where they are, right? I mean, you go and learn about Absolutely. Them, discover them, have those relationships, provide that essential need of food, but also fellowship, relationship. You hear them, they feel important. You build them up and you help them on their way. Folks who are listening to this obviously should be compelled and probably are compelled by the mission. How could they help you get involved, or how could they get involved to help you out with that mission as volunteers or donators to the cause?
We have many opportunities for people to help, Tony. One of the main things that we have is if you'd like to come experience the wonder that we get to experience every day, on our website, there's the opportunity to sign up and volunteer with us on the van. We have a cargo van that has an extra seat, and we welcome people to come volunteer and meet the people.
You'll put somebody in that seat, won't you?
Yeah, for sure.
So that's on our website. And then we also have the opportunities for lunches to be made for us. We go through hundreds of those every week. We have opportunities for people to do drives for socks and hygiene, ways to help us continue to have supplies so that we can fulfill the needs of those that we serve.
Let me ask you this. I mean, as you look into the future, is it more important, I guess, you mentioned having the van going around. Will there be maybe another van, or do you just try to make what you're doing now get more people involved with, you know, what you can provide? Or what do you see the organization doing as you go forward?
I think the answer to that question is yes. because really we try to stay open to where God is leading us so that we're being used in the best way possible for our friends to meet those needs. And yes, we have come extremely close to buying a second van a couple of times, but we also are at the same time aware that expanding too quickly outside of our immediate area can spread us so thin that there are so many people that are right here in the metropolitan downtown Birmingham area that need assistance. We are serving every day about 400 meals a day to about 250 people a day. And so what we do in order to outreach beyond the area that we can serve in a given day is partner again with the different agencies. So we will drop food We have a group that we partner with that carries food to Avondale, and we have a group that we partner with that carries food to Walker County, and a group that we partner with that carries food to Centerpoint. So we try to coordinate, but then utilize those volunteers to go out to serve those that are outside the area. And then the more that we partner with the different agencies right here in town, it allows our outreach to grow without Food for Our Journey, per se, actually multiplying. And it allows us then to serve the other needs that our friends have outside of just the food. Our goal is to nourish the person entirely. We want to journey with them. So not just physically, but socially, mentally, spiritually, and journey with them on this process.
Yeah. Well, ladies, I'll tell you what, y'all are the best. Thanks so much for coming on. Before we let you go, where can everybody find out about you?
www.foodforourjourney.org.
Yeah, and everybody try to get plugged in, because it is a just outstanding service.
I got to say, great is our God, right? And greatly to be praised. And I just thank y'all for your obedience, that you're out there really being his instrument through which he is able to reach the least of these. So thank you. And folks, please consider going to that website and donating or volunteering in any manner that you can.
And thank you, gentlemen, for this opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Keep doing good stuff.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely. That's Christine Golab and Kelly Green with Food for Our Journey.